So dealing with a major storm in the Northeast can be deadly. So can a journey in midsummer across Antarctica. The family of British explorer Henry Worsley announced today that he died from exhaustion after traveling all but about 30 miles of that nearly 1,000-mile journey by himself. The former British Army officer was attempting to retrace the failed South Pole expedition of Sir Ernest Shackleton 100 years ago. Worsley's wife said he died of organ failure after he was airlifted to a hospital in Chile. Joining us now from London is Tim Jarvis, who's the author of a book about the original Shackleton mission. He also knew Henry Worsley. Tim, welcome. And it must have been very difficult to hear that after going 913 miles in 71 days, Henry Worsley didn't make it.
Yes, thank you, Jeremy. Look, it is very, very sad. I knew Henry. He was a wonderful man, always doing things for others, and an amazing undertaking, an amazing achievement, even though obviously it ended very tragically.
Well, tell us about this trek, because you also retraced Shackleton's route with a team of five people back in 2013.
Yes, I mean, Shackleton, of course, his original goal was to reach Antarctica and go from one side to the other. His ship was crushed by the ice, and his journey became one of trying to escape Antarctica, first of all in the lifeboats from the main ship and then on foot. And that's the journey I recreated. But on a prior occasion, I too myself attempted to go all the way across on foot from one side of Antarctica to the other, a journey that obviously has sadly resulted in Henry's death.
Well, why did you want to do that journey? Why do all these people want to take this crazy journey?
Well, you know, it really depends on what your start point in life is. And I suppose I'm firmly of the opinion that the spirit of adventure drives so much of what we do as humans. And that's about trying to understand a little bit more about who you are and what your place is in this grand scheme of things. And it results in some people pursuing things through the arts, artistic self-expression. For others, it might be medical research. And for some people, it's climbing mountains and crossing ice caps, just to try and discover a little bit more about who you are and what your role is in the grand scheme of things at some level. It's a very tricky one to pin down.
And we should say that January is probably the best time to make a journey like this, because it's actually summer in the Southern Hemisphere. What kind of conditions do you face when you're on this journey?
Well, that's right. I mean, you couldn't go and do a journey in the Southern Hemisphere winter, which would be your US summer, because the temperatures would be just so cold. You'd never be able to pull a sled with enough food in to keep yourself alive. You have 24-hour darkness for 4 months of the year during the winter. Temperatures there would be minus 50, minus 60 Celsius on the dial, which is getting on for minus 100 Fahrenheit. And even in the summer, you're still talking about minus 30, minus 40 degrees Fahrenheit. So it's still pretty cold.
What does it do to your body?
Well, one of the effects that traveling in such cold temperatures has on you is that the very cold temperatures make the metal in your fillings contract. And over a long, long period of time, they will go loose and ultimately fall out. And I lost three fillings, had to do injections into my gums on the run just to keep myself going. I do recall my dentist saying, "Who did this work when I got back to civilization?" So it's not for the not to be recommended.
And why does it make it so much harder to do it alone?
I think doing something alone in the Antarctic is so much more difficult because there are no fallbacks. You don't have anyone else to rely on. If you fall into a crevasse, of which there are many, there's no one at the end of a rope to pull you out. All the judgments you need to make about the weather, the conditions, how you're feeling, whether the equipment is working okay, whether you're working okay, you have to make on your own, and you have to motivate yourself. And that is a really big deal in a place as vast as Antarctica. It's the same size as almost twice the size of the lower 48. I mean, it's a very, very large place.
That's Tim Jarvis, the author of Chasing Shackleton, Recreating the World's Greatest Journey of Survival, talking with us about Henry Worsley, who died after almost completing a 1,000-mile journey across Antarctica. Tim Jarvis, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Jeremy.